A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And I'm Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
Day 4 of the trial heard from the care worker who Riyad Bushakar is accused of causing serious harm to. They also heard from a man who was passing by as it all began to unfold, and a Deliveroo driver who gave evidence of hitting Riyad Bushakar in the head with his motorbike helmet.
Yeah, lots of evidence heard today. Leanne Flynn is the name of the care worker, and even the defence barrister described what she did that day as showing extraordinary courage. Caio Benicio is the delivery guy who described what he did after seeing a little girl being stabbed on the street. And the passerby that you mentioned, he broke down the dock as he described how quite an idyllic scene soon turned to chaos.
All that and more to follow. This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 5, Fight Mode. When the jurors were sent home on Friday, Frank, they were advised to put the case out of their minds over the weekend, but it was straight back into evidence today.
Yeah, some reprieve for the jurors over the weekend, but as you say, business as usual this morning with lots of evidence heard. And again, our usual reminder that if you're on this jury, you've already been warned not to follow media coverage of the trial, and that does include this podcast. So the first prosecution witness called this morning was one of Riyad Bushakar's alleged victims, Leanne Flynn, a very experienced childcare worker. Mr. Bushakar is accused of and denies intentionally or recklessly causing serious harm to her. And just before she gave her evidence, she was called. She walked behind the dock to take her seat in the witness box. She is very softly spoken, so the judge asked her to lean into the microphone that she could be picked up. And not just for the jury, but also because these proceedings, like any other criminal trial, are recorded by the digital audio recording system in the courtroom. And she said that back in November of 2023, she was working in an after-school facility, and one of her daily duties was to collect a young school children with a colleague of hers, 13 school children. And on the day in question, she said that she arrived at the school a little later than usual, just by a few minutes. Her colleague, another care worker, was already there. And she said that when the kids came out, she and her colleague just started lining them all up in pairs, up against a railing, just like she did every other day. The kids were well used to it, so it didn't take too long. And as they were preparing to set off, she said, a man dressed in dark clothing caught her eye. We now know that man was Riyad Bushakar. And she said her focus was on the kids, but that he grabbed her attention because he was just standing at a nearby bus stop, seemingly looking for something in a bag.
And even though he was standing at a bus stop, he didn't seem to be going anywhere. A bus came and went, but he stayed where he was. He was just standing there, she said. Miss Flynn was busy sipping up one of the boys' coats when she noticed this man start to walk towards the children in what she described as a crouched position.
Yeah, and she said that he moved towards one of the girls with a knife. And she said he came in very hurriedly, was how she described it, and just started ferociously stabbing. She said that she started shouting, asking him what he was doing, telling him to leave the children alone. But she did more than just shout. She also ran at him, grabbing him from behind. She said she grabbed the back of his jacket. He didn't say anything back to her. According to Ms. Flynn, he was still trying to jab with the knife, but she was able to pull him back from the children.
At that point in her evidence, she was asked if he turned around, and she said he did. She was asked if she could see him clearly, and she said she could. She described him as having sallow skin. She said he was fat, had very big eyes and darkish hair.
Yeah, that's right. And she said that he just looked at her with a kind of confused expression, like he wasn't expecting an adult or someone bigger to approach him. And she said she kind of swung him around and they ended up in a tussle.
And that's the moment she believes she was stabbed.
Yes, in the back on her left side. She said she didn't see it happen, but assumed that he had stabbed her with the same knife that he had in his right hand. She said that she just felt something wet, but in the moment, it didn't register with her straight away that she had been stabbed and injured. After that, she claimed he tried to get back to the children. She said he got close to them, was swinging the knife. So she went back over and grabbed him a second time. By then, she said some of the children had moved, but some were frozen. She said that they had panicked and couldn't move. She said that she remembered shouting for help, and that's when others intervened. And when they did, she said she just grabbed the children and told them to run.
In her evidence, she used the words jabbing and slashing to describe his actions with the knife. Last week, the jurors were told about a girl who suffered severe brain damage after being stabbed in the chest. She is one of the three children that Mr. Bushiker is accused of trying to murder. And Miss Flynn claimed she was the first child to be physically stabbed with a knife.
Yeah, she said the girl had so much blood on her face and neck that she couldn't tell exactly where she had been stabbed.
And when she moved away, she said she went a few doors up from where the attack happened before she had to stop outside a nearby hotel because she felt lightheaded and she was struggling to breathe. At that point, she heard what she described as a big commotion when lots of adults started intervening, shouting and surrounding the man.
And in her evidence, she went on to say that she wasn't sure if at this point she was still standing or if he, Riyad Bushiker, that is, was still standing. She said that her priority was the kids. At that point, she said that she realized she had been stabbed. She was sitting on some steps outside the hotel. She said an elderly man came over and he stayed with her. And a lady from the hotel also came out asking if there was anything that she could do to help. And she said that she asked this woman to take the kids inside the hotel, which she did. She said that paramedics arrived a few minutes later, and when she was asked if she remembered anything else before she was taken to hospital, she said that she just remembered looking to her left and seeing two children crying next to her with blood on their hands.
Leanne Flynn was then placed in an ambulance and she was taken to the Mater Hospital, where she remained for a month. In her own words, she was asked to describe her injuries. She said her lung had collapsed, her diaphragm had been severed, which collapsed the other lung, her spleen had to be removed, and part of her stomach was injured too. She said she was put into an induced coma and had to undergo two emergency surgeries. And she finished her evidence in chief by telling the jury that she hasn't been able to go back to work since.
Yeah, and her direct evidence took about half an hour by my watch. And then she was cross-examined by Riyad Bushiker's defence barrister, who began his questioning of her by telling her that he didn't intend to cause her any further upset. And he said there was no suggestion that anybody other than his client, Riyad Bushiker, caused the knife injury she suffered, or that any of the knife injuries suffered by the others were done by anybody else but Mr. Bushiker. And he asked her then about the knife that she mentioned in her statement to Gardaí, which she described in that statement as being jagged. And as he pointed out today, it's not a jagged knife. It's a smooth, straight-edged knife, not like a large bread knife. She, Leanne Flynn that is, accepted that her first impression was wrong. The jurors have already heard that the knife was thrown away by a member of the public and there's no suggestion there was any other knife. In terms of its potential for harm, Mr. Bushiker's barrister described it as an utterly terrifying knife. He said you could run the knife straight through the body of a five-year-old.
Under cross-examination, she was also asked about her description of Riyad Bushiker when she wheeled him around while they were grappling on the street. She said he looked at her with wide eyes. She was asked if he looked frantic. She said he did. The defence barrister then said that the jury will be told he had a brain injury going back some years. And he asked her if she felt that there was something wrong with him when she looked into his eyes. She answered no. She said he looked confused or maybe shocked when she intervened, like he wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, and that's what was described by Mr. Bushiger's barrister as quite an irrational response to a perfectly normal response by a responsible adult stepping in under such circumstances. She was also reminded that she told Gardaí at the time, again, this is 2.5 years ago, she was reminded, she told Gardaí at the time that she was of the view that he didn't really intend to do harm to her. Again, she said the children just seemed to be his main focus. She said he seemed hell-bent on getting them.
After she gave her evidence, a clinical nurse manager called Cathal Faughnan then took the stand. He was called just before lunch. He said he was working on the day in question in Temple Street Hospital and was walking in the area at about 1:30, just minutes before the alleged attack.
Yeah, and Mr. Faulkner needed a moment to compose himself. He became visibly upset as he recalled what he saw. He said he had a very clear view. He said he works with kids, he loves kids. He described quite an idyllic setting as he walked down the square that day, noticing 8 or 9 children on the street, all having their own little fun, was how he put it. So he would have been walking down the hill towards the scene when he said he noticed a man in his 50s looking very suspicious, quite close to those kids. He described that man as stocky, with a jacket on, glasses and a mustache. And again, like Ms. Flynn before him, the defence would later say there was no doubt that the man he saw was Riyad Bushiker. So he said he saw this man, Mr. Bushiker, going up and down the line of kids, pulling out kids like he wanted to get every one of them in that line. He said he saw a knife in his hand and then saw him going at one kid in particular and then a boy who the care worker, he said, was able to pull away. He said she was just trying to protect them as much as she physically could. And when asked about the man's actions with the knife, he described them as repeated downward strikes toward their necks.
In terms of what he could hear, Mr. Faulkner said there were screams and cries from the care worker and the kids. He said it was all so quick. He remembered people gathering then. He said one man came up the side of him and got off a scooter before the assailant was brought to the ground.
Yeah, maybe 15 to 20 people were around him at that point. That was his evidence. And once he saw the man on the ground, he said he went to assess some of the injured children. Before he did, though, he said he saw a man grabbing the knife and leaving it across the road in a small green area. At that point, he said Mr. Bushiker looked very dazed. Under cross-examination, then Mr. Bushiker's barrister described this witness's memory as patchy and incomplete. He did point out that he wasn't in any way accusing him of lying or of being dishonest in any way, but pointed out that, again, in his statement to Gardaí, which was made at the time, he made no reference at all to Leanne Flynn's engagement with Riyad Bushiker. Mr. Faulkner said that didn't come back to him for a few days. He agreed with the barrister that when people observe traumatic things, certain things are filed to memory straight away and certain things are not.
The third witness called today, Caio Benicio, is the Deliveroo driver who intervened.
Yes, Caio Benicio was originally from Brazil, but we heard that he had moved to Ireland just a year before the alleged attack. And on the day itself, he was working. He had just started. He had just dropped off his first order of the day, as you say, working as a Deliveroo driver. And he was on his way back to wait for the next order when he realised something was going on in the square. He said he heard a lot of noise, people screaming, people running. At first, he thought it was a fight, maybe a fight involving a drug user. He said those were commonplace in the city centre, but soon realised that it was a fight between what he described as a big man and a woman. And he said there was also a little kid involved. He said he saw the big man pulling the girl from the woman. He said that she was trying to keep the kid. He threw down his bike and he said that as he approached, he saw the man grab the girl with his left hand. He said he pulled her from the woman, and that's when he saw what he described as a big sharp knife in the man's right hand. He said he saw him start to stab the girl in the chest maybe 3 or 4 times. He said he then took off his motorbike helmet to protect himself, and he then used it, he said, to hit the man in the head. He said he hit him once, and then the helmet on impact fell on the ground. He said he gave him 2 or 3 punches. And when he realised that the man couldn't react, he said he saw, he noticed some blood coming from his mouth. He said he stopped, and that's when he stepped back.
He said people came in and started hitting and kicking the man, but that two women stood in front of him and said, "We are not savages here." He said everyone then stopped hitting him. And afterwards, Mr. Bonicio said he was in shock and he was shaking.
Yes, and he was also cross-examined today by the defence. There was some to-ing and fro-ing between him and Mr. Bushiger's barrister as to whether the girl he saw being stabbed was the same girl that the man had grabbed from the childcare worker. And Mr. Bonicio accepted that he may not have been clear in his dealings or in a statement that he gave with Gardaí back then. But he said today he was absolutely sure. The defence barrister suggested that when human beings see something shocking like this, an awful lot of the surrounding detail is just gone. The barrister that is, described Mr. Bonicio's actions that day as phenomenally courageous, brave and honourable, but that all he can say is that he saw the man engaging with a child with a knife. In response to that, Mr. Bonicio said, again under cross-examination, that he was 100% sure he was stabbing her with a big sharp knife.
The final witness called today was Erica Hernan. She was taken through her evidence in chief by another member of the prosecution's team, Carol Doherty. She told Miss Doherty that she and her husband were driving through that part of town when they stopped at an English language school. This was at about 1:30. She said while stopped in the car, she noticed a group of young kids, maybe 5 to 7 years old. She said they were lined up against a railing and she saw a man and a lady standing next to them when out of nowhere, she saw quite a large knife.
Yeah, Erica Hernan was seated in the front passenger seat of the car and she said that it all happened so quickly. She said that she thinks the man had a hat and glasses on and a jumper. She said he wasn't oversized but might have had a belly. She presumed the dark-haired woman with the rain jacket next to the children was maybe their minder in reference to the knife. She said that that came out of nowhere. She said that the man started to swing it. And in her words, she said, fair play to the lady. She went into fight mode.
She went on to say she recalled the knife had a black handle, maybe a kitchen knife. She said it was probably the size of your forearm. She said the woman was trying to stop the man and she was grappling with him.
Yeah, and at some point she said that the man rugby tackled the girl, lifted the girl, said the knife was pointing at the little girl's throat. She said she rolled down the window, started shouting, he has a knife, from the car. Her husband called 112. She said at this point, the woman was fighting to get the child into safety. She said that she remembered a bald man, rugby tackling the man to the ground. The next thing she remembers is a motorbike helmet in the air. But she said she didn't see what happened after that because a bus pulled up beside her, thereby blocking her view.
And once again, under cross-examination of this witness, the defence accepted there was no doubt that Riad Bushiker was the man with the knife.
That's right. And her cross-examination was relatively brief when compared with the others. Again, she described how Ms. Flynn went into fight mode and she was asked if she only saw one kid being picked up while they were grappling. And she confirmed that that was the case. Based on what she said, by what she saw. And you are right to say that the defence accepted that there was no doubt that Riad Bushiker was the man with the knife. But it is important to point out that he has pleaded not guilty to the 8 charges that he faces. When he was arraigned last week, he pleaded not guilty to each and every one of them. But that cross-examination of Ms. Hernan was the end of proceedings today. The jurors were told to return at the slightly earlier time of 11:15 tomorrow morning.
And we'll be back to you tomorrow evening to bring that evidence to you. But that's it for episode 5 of All Rise, the Riad Bushiker trial.
Thanks for listening and don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riad Bushiker trial.
A News Talk original podcast.
Was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.